At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Everything's on video.
It is the Big K Morning Show. Thanks for choosing us. Larry Richard, welcoming from PennDOT. District 11 Executive Jason Zhang. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Thanks for having me this morning.
Here we go on a Monday. So many topics we could talk about, but one that caught our attention was the fact that we found out more than 600 bridges in the state have been hit by vehicles that were too tall. Height issues. And this happened in the past decade. So you're putting out a campaign to remind people, obviously it's an issue, and we got a lot of bridges and overpasses around here. I don't need to tell you.
Yeah. Yep. I've been doing this now for just over 27 years, and it's just been constant throughout my entire career. Just every year, at least a couple bridges get hit, at least let's just say ones that we know about, because if the truck gets stuck or something, you know, breaks down or whatever, it's damaged beyond, they can't escape and run it. You know, we'll know about them, but there's also a lot. They're probably getting hit every day. You know, at some point there's scrapes on some of them. And a lot of times we don't know about it until we go do a bridge inspection and find some new scrapes. So yeah, it's a very common problem. It's always been a problem. It continues to be a problem.
Yeah, and for us here where we work in Greentree, obviously you go down Parkway West, the famous Greentree Hill, and there's a tunnel, just in case people didn't know, and there are height restrictions even on that tunnel. I know you have lights set up to indicate in advance, because if a truck gets down that far and even stops, then trying to get them to circumnavigate it can be extremely problematic.
Yeah, and those kinds of systems are pretty expensive to own and maintain. What we have at the tunnels, and obviously the tunnel, that would be a regular occurrence. And I don't have the statistics here, but I'm sure that system goes off several times a day. And then our tunnel crews actually are very efficient at rushing out and then making the truck exit onto 51. They have to back them up and make them exit. So just take that, you know, to all the bridges that we have. And a lot of them were built in the 50s and the 60s. And back then they didn't have the height requirements. Like nowadays, to build a bridge over an interstate, it has to be 16 foot, 6 inches minimum height. But back in the day, they didn't have that height. And so the lower the bridge, the probability that it's going to get hit, from what I've seen, it goes up and up and up. And a lot of times it's like construction equipment. Like that's where you see the most severe damage is some kind of backhoe or some kind of heavy equipment sitting on the back of a trailer. Those really do the damage. A lot of times, like a tractor trailer hitting a truck, you know, the bridge usually, or I'm sorry, a tractor trailer hitting a bridge, usually the bridge wins. The tractor trailer bends and just kind of falls apart and shaves the roof off or something. But the construction equipment is really, really what does the most severe damage.
We're with Jason Zhang from PennDOT District 11 Executive. That said, it's coincidental that over the weekend we were talking to somebody who used to drive an 18-wheeler and said now the GPS is, you know, the way to go. Almost everybody utilizes GPS on their phones to navigate, but the state has set up a mobile app, right, that will help people who do have high-profile vehicles.
Yeah, and that's also to help just for like secondary roads. A lot of times you'll see these trucks on a road that's posted for 10 tons, and then they come across a bridge that has a low clearance, and people will say, well, PennDOT, why don't you put more signs out there? And I said, well, they're not reading the signs; they're following their phones and their GPS. So yeah, hopefully this system will help with that and make sure that those larger vehicles stay on the routes that are more conducive for them.
Yeah, Pennsylvania motorists can use 511PA to check their route for low clearance bridges using the low bridge map layover that they have, which is a maximum height of 13 feet, 6 inches. That said, Jason, it's construction time. Are you going to have everything ready for the draft in April?
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's one of the top priorities. Yep, we're working on things all over the district right now, just to get it ready as best as we can. So, yeah, we'll be ready. I think so.
Yep. Yeah, and that is a priority, I would imagine, because regionally everybody's kind of focused on getting whatever they're going to do done by then, just because we anticipate the largest spectator gathering in the history of the region.
Yes, not only done by then, but we're also making sure we're deferring a lot of things. Like there's a lot of work, like all of the contracts that are going out right now have language in them that says you cannot work during the period of the draft, because we're going to make sure we have all the roadways open and free flowing as much as we can. So it would not be a great time to rip a lane apart and restrict people in the Parkway East, for example. So yeah, a lot of things we're ready for it on all fronts. Yep.
Check your height, know it's right campaign with PennDOT. Jason Zhang, appreciate it. Thank you, Jason. Have a great week.
Thanks, Larry.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.